change of mind.
Good. So we're here on Daf Yud Aleph, I'm an Aleph, and we start the new Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the following: Ra Osan Rotzin Acha Mitzia. So let's say you have a Balas Sodeh, I own a field, and there's some sort of hefker, some sort of lost object that's lying in the field, and everyone is running after it. Each one wants to get there first. Kolakodim Zoch. Or,
yeah. Just a.
Yeah. Achar Svi Shavur. Let's say, for example, there are legs that are broken. You know, this is a an animal that has broken legs. Is therefore, he cannot run and get out of the field until they'll get there first. So they'll get there before the tzvi can run out, or the birds that don't have the ability to fly. The Omar and the Balas Soda makes a declaration, Sochso li sodai, let my field as my chotzer be zoch in this mitzia. So everybody's running after this object, and each one wants to get there first, but he makes a declaration that let my soda be zocha for me. And the Mishnah says zochsel osadeu b'mitzia, that his field now makes a kinyan on this object. Okay, do you have room here? Just if you have any props, just pile this up over here. Okay, now we're learning this mission about Zoxali Sadeu. Zoxali Sadai, I should say. So the question that we want to ask is, does he have to make this declaration? If you take a look at Tosfos, Divya Maskel Zoxa says Tosfos on the fourth line from the top, Nira di Afagav de Lo Amar Zoxali. He says that we have a principle called Chatzer, and a Chatzer can be Kone even without a declaration of Zoch Soli. And we don't need this declaration of Zoch Soli. That's the Sheet of Tosfos. Is Chatzero Shal Odom Kono Sachafotzim Amnochem B'Socha? Why then, asks Tosfos, does the Tan have to mention the Omar Zoch Soli, that he made this declaration Zoch Soli? And he says we'll only understand that in the case of the Sefer. So let's read the Sefer. Hayatzvi rots kidarko, so we have a healthy deer. Oh, shayu gozlos mafrichin, and the birds can fly. The Omer the Baal Hasada says zoxali sadai lo Omer v'lo klum. He cannot be zocha simply by virtue of the fact that the birds or the deer are in his sada, because that's not called a chotzer. Chotzer has to somehow guarantee that the Baal HaChotzer will be able to control and dominate and be toe-faced the object. So it's a mitzia that's, for all intents and purposes, it's in Rishus HaRabbah. No one can be zoch until he grabs it. And the Baal HaSodeh, even though he said zoch zeli sadeh, cannot be kona, that's not a kinyan chotzer. So this has to do with the concept that's called chotzer mishtameres, that for my chotzer to be kona something of hefker on my behalf, I need that the chotzer grab onto the object and I have a shmira on the object. So Tosfos says that the only reason the Mishnah and the Reisha mentions zochzoli sadai is agavurcha. I did it Tony Sefer. The Sefer, he wants to be mechadesh that even though he said zochzoli sadai cannot be kona, he doesn't have shmira on the object, he can't be tofesit. So he mentions zochzoli sadai in the Reish as well. However, many Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilah Vaveda, the Ran here, and many other Rishonim reject Tosfos. They think that when it says in the Mishnah, the Omar, he declared zochzoli sadai, we have to take that literally, and it's a precondition. And the only way that he, the Baal HaSadah, can be Zocha to his Chatzah is if he makes this declaration of Zatzali Sadai. If Lo Amar came, if he doesn't say so, despite the fact that he's there, you know, he's present, he's what we call Omei Betzad Chatziro, he's not Zocha in the Mitzir.
If a guy throws the get into her Chatzah, he has to say, I accept it.
I lost you when you said he has to say. We're talking about she has to accept it. Oh, does she have to accept? Have to know about it? Yeah, I
does
think
she
if
have
she's
to say something, I'm accepting the get.
Oh, I don't
just
know.
Just like she, here, that's
yeah. I don't know if there's a din of das kona on the behalf of get, right? Because isha miskaresh is bal karcha.
Only because of that.
Yeah, right. So we don't need we may need her awareness of the fact that the get is in her chotzer. So the Gemara says, "Hoisi Yeshena." She's not Megureshes until she wakes up.
Yeah.
But I don't know that she needs a das. Maybe this depends upon the Tzos and Reb Chaim. Let's just think. According to the Tzos, who says that the get is effectuated just by the Nesina, then for sure you don't need her to make a declaration that she accepts the get. But if you hold like Reb Chaim, that a Nesina is not enough, but you also need a Kenyan on the get. So then maybe like in any case of a Kenyan, you have to make a declaration. So the same thing should apply to Chatzer in Get.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. You'd have to really learn Hilchus Gittin for that. But logically, your analogy is correct. That means she has to be Kona Get. And how can she make a Kenyan on a Get if she doesn't declare Zafzali Sadai? But let's just take 1 minute's break and see why... Again, the Rambam doesn't require Zachzali Sadai, but let's see according to the... I'm sorry, I meant to say Tosis, but let's go according to the Rambam, the Ran, they require Zachzali Sadai. Why? Says the Ran, because the case in our Mishnah is what's called a Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres. And how do we know this? The Gemara is going to prove this from the fact that in the Sefer, Tzvi Ratz Kedaki is not Kona, so it's a Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres. Oh. However, he is Omei B'tzad Sadeh, B'tzad Chatzero, so in a sense, he's doing the Shmira. Elashim Eino Omer Zachzali, if he doesn't make a a declaration, I think he means like a Gilui Das, if he doesn't indicate that he wants to make the zchia, then it could be that we assume that other people will get to it first, or maybe Eino Misorer, I'm trying to read the language here, and he quotes the Ran, Eino Misorer Lizkos Bahem V'yecholim Heim Livroach. I'm not sure what he means by Yecholim Heim Livroach. And we're talking about a Tzvi Shavur. V'adayin Einam Shmurim Al Yodo. Let's just summarize. I'm not sure I understand all the nuances, but the Ran is basically saying the following. A Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres is not Kona. We have two conditions that have to be met in order to make this Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres into a Chatzah Mishtameres. Number one, we need Omei Betzad Chatzero, and number two, we need Omer Zachzali Sadai. Why isn't it enough that he's standing next to his Chatzer and then he'll do the Shmira? He says because until he says Zachzali, we assume that or we raise the possibility that which is in his Chatzer is going to get lost. Now, what does that mean? It'll get lost. That means other people get there first. Does it mean that the animal somehow slowly but surely will limp out? That I don't know. That nuance I don't have in the Ran. Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to your question about get, if the man, the husband, puts the get into a chotzer, would she need zachzali sadeu? And the answer would depend on two questions. Number one, is it a Chatzah Mishtameres or a Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres? Let's assume it's a Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres. Then we ask the question, where is she? So if she's Omedes B'tzad Sadeu, then according to Tosfos, that's enough to make it into a Chatzah Mishtameres. according to the Rambam and the Ran, no, we need Zosuli Sadeu. So again, I'm just saying the following, that you're right, your analogy is correct. Whatever we're saying here about Chatzer in terms of Kinyonim should apply to Chatzer in Get. That's if I assume that a Get needs a Kinyon. I just mentioned in a footnote here that the Ktzos is of the opinion that a Get doesn't need a Kinyon. And does anybody here remember the Raya of the Ktzos? I mentioned it more than once.
This is Nosam Beyodo. How can you say that? How can you say there's no Kinyon? Nosam Beyodo.
Ah. Well, Nosam Beyodo, according to the Ktzos, means just put it in our hand. And that's enough. Reb Chaim adds another condition. She has to make a Kinyon on the Get. And that's why Reb Chaim says that it's Meshicha B'yado, if he's holding on to a string, so she cannot be Kona the Get, and if we, even though the Get is physically in our hand, that's not enough of an Osam B'yado. But what was the Raya of the Ktos that you don't need a Kinyon? Nobody remembers that? Yeah, what was the case? You remember Allah Shel Zayas? Do you remember that? Yeah. That the Gemara says that if you write the Get on Yisurei Hanah, she's Megureshes. So the Ktos asks, what do you mean? She can't make a Kinyon on Yisurei Hanah, because Yisurei Hanah ain't a mama. There's no bialus on Yisurei Hanah. So how could she be Megureshes? So from that, the Ktos derived a radical conclusion that, again, it's only radical because of Reb Chaim, but if not for Reb Chaim, I guess we would all assume, based on that Gemara, that all you need is an Asina and Get. But if we assume that she has to be Kona the Get, then, according to the Ran, there are two conditions. She has to be, number one, Omeres Bitzad Sodeu, and number two, she has to declare that she wants her Chatzah to be Zocha on her behalf. So let's go through the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. When the Mishnah says that in the Reisha, since the Baal HaSode declares Zochsoli Sodeu, he's Kona, he acquires exclusive ownership over this mitzia. Says Rabbi Yudom and Shmuel, the who that only applies Sha'ome Bitzad Sodehu. He has to be standing next to his Soda. So let's say he's at a distance from his Soda, and he yells out, Zochsoli Sodehu, I got there first. This hefker animal is in my chutzah, I want to be Kona with my chutzah. Says Rabbi Yudom and Shmuel, that's not enough. So the Gemara immediately asks, "V'tikne le sodehu? Why do we need omei b'tzad sodehu? The Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, chatzer shel adam kona lo shalomi dato. That a person could be kona something even shalomi dato. So why do you need omei b'tzad sodehu? And the Gemara answers, "Hani mili. When does Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina apply the chatzer shel adam kona lo shalomi dato? That's a chatzer hamishtameres. So if the chatzer has a fence around it, and something of Hefka falls into the Chatzer, then Enoch Hinami, he could be Kone, this Mitzia, even if he doesn't even know about it. But, Aval Chatzer, She'ena, Mishta Meres, if the field is open on all sides, then it cannot serve as his Chatzer unless Iome Bitzad Sodeu in Vilo Lo. And now you have to ask, do we have an additional condition that he has to declare Zachsali Sodeu? That's going to be Machlokas Rishonim. So here I want to read to you two things. Number one, when the Gemara says Hani Mili B'Chatzer Mishtameres, which means that the din of Chatzah to be Kona on my behalf, even Shalomi Dati, only applies if it's a Chatzah Mishtameres. It means that I can keep people out, and then the chatzah works on my behalf. So I'm going to quote to you Rashi in Masechet Kiddushin. Rashi in Masechet Kiddushin says that stam chatzer, that generally speaking a chatzer, is considered a chatzer amishtameres. Whoa, that's a little bit difficult. I mean, what do you mean a stam chatzah? Does a chatzah have a fence around it? Does it not have a fence around it? Has Rashi say that stam chatzah is mishtameres? So Rashi has to assume that, generally speaking, a chatzah has some sort of fence around it. And the Baal HaChatzer, he's the Baal HaBayis, he can either open the gates or lock the gates. And therefore, it's considered a chatzah mishtameres. So again, when Rashi says that a stam chatzah is mishtameres, what Rashi has in mind is that the Baal HaSode can actually control this object. He can lock the gates or open the gates at will. And therefore, it's considered a chatzah mishtameres. No one could have access to this object without the reshus of the Baal, because he's got the keys in his hand. And that's considered a stam chatzer. Our Mishnah is talking about an unusual case of a chatzer she'ena mishtamer. And the Gemara is trying to analyze what does that Mishnah mean that Zoxel Yisodeh should operate, and the Gemara adds, Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, that it's got to be under the condition of what? Of Omeid Bitzad Sodehu. It's only through Omeid Bitzad Sodehu that he can somehow be Mishtamer, he could be Mishamer that which falls into his Chotzer, because he is located in close proximity to his Chotzer. Now, you know that one of the gigantic achronim on Masechta Kiddushin is the Sefer Makne. I used to know his name, I forgot his name. What's his name?
Horowitz,
the Aflo. Is Chotzer Tzricha Lios Ne'ula from Aftech B'yad Balabais? Wow. In other words, in order to make a Chotzer into Mishtameres, you have to go into the real nitty-gritty details, the nuances. You have to, number one, make sure that the Balabais has the ability to lock the gates of the Chotzer. And then number two, he has to be holding on to the key to the gate. So it would be interesting, according to the Sefer HaMakne, what would be in a case where the owner of the Sada gives the key over to someone else, and he no longer has control over the Gader. If he has second pair of keys, that's okay. But let's say it's anyone now can go to this person, or this person himself, and decide that he wants to open the gates. Again, if you read the Lashon of the HaMakne, he says, HaChotzer hi ne'ula, v'amavtech biyad balabais. I don't know if he means that if the balabais doesn't have, let's say the balabais loses the key, at that point the Chotzer is no longer Chotzer Mishtameres. Wow.
In other words, Mishtameres is not a function of the Sadeh itself, it's a relationship to the owner.
It's a relationship between the Gader and the owner. The Gader is going to guarantee in an absolute way that the Baal will have access to this object, as opposed to anyone else.
Only.
Exclusive access to the object.
Right.
Comes along the Nesivus. I'm not sure if he was before or after that flaw, I don't know. I think they were probably contemporaries. And he writes in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Reish, that ima chotzer gidura, if there's a fence that surrounds the chotzer, af she'eno ne'ula, even though it's not locked, he nechsheves lechotzer mishtameres. And he brings a proof, because all over Shas we find that kelim, if you put something into a vessel, then it's kodem idin chotzer. In fact, in Mishnayos and Gittin, you have the case where he puts it into her kli, her kolosa, whatever it is, and she's kodem idin chotzer. And what are you going to tell me? That the kli itself is locked?
No.
Lechora, the kli is not locked. You know, it's mishtamer because there are walls around it. He may have a lid on top of it, but it's not sealed in such a way that you can't have access to it. V'im Tomer, he asks the following question: Tzarech dafke b'tocha. If you need b'tocha l'havi kli, that's okay, but you don't have chotzer mishtameres according to the high standards and the requirements of the Sefer HaMakne. So therefore, if you had a gigantic kli, and let's say you would stand inside the kli, then even the Sefer HaMakne might agree in that case, if you had a gigantic vat, that would be a chotzer mishtameres. Why? Because he has mechitzos, and he's not going to allow anyone in. He's standing inside the kli in that funny kind of case. But in a normal case of a keli, he's not inside the kli, and he has access to the kli. There are defanos to the kli, and there are mechitzos around the kli. But nevertheless, it's not ne'ula in a case where the mafteach is biyad abalabayis. Now, at the face of it, it sounds to me like this machlokus is very technical. In other words, it's not a qualitative machlokus, it's a sort of a quantitative machlokus. In other words, at what point do we say this is mishtameres? How mishtameres is mishtameres? Is 90% enough? Do I need 100% mishtameres?
Doesn't it depend on what's inside that's supposedly being mishtameres, is being washed? In other words, the fence. You could have a 3-foot fence.
You have a little bit of hot water.
You can have a 3-foot fence, but if you have a deer in there, that's useless because you can jump the fence.
Right.
So it matters what.
So I would say that according to the Sefer HaMakdim, in such a case, that's not a chotzer mishtameres. If it's a low, if it's a low fence, you know, lahavdil, this is what the terrorists do. You know, they jump the fence and they put something in, and then they leave. You know, that if you remember Hebrew University, that's what happened. I don't know how many months ago, years ago. I have no. So that for sure, according to the Nesivas. So let's see. Now again, I'm just sharing with you what I have on the page. But I'd like to see if we can give a little bit of life, you know, breathe some life into this, thank you so much, this machlokas that seems so technical. What is the mechanics of chatzer? Meaning, I want to try to get down to a definition, or perhaps two different definitions of how chatzer operates. And maybe the nafkamina would be the Sefer HaMakdim versus the Nesivas. One way of understanding chatzer would be yad. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul requires a chatzer mishtameres is because the goal is to see the chatzer as yad. It's almost as if I'm holding the object in my hand. Right, so the classic kinyan that we have in the Torah is v'nosam v'yodo, it's in his hand. In the case of Gneva, the Torah had to give us a separate ribui. Im himotze timotze agneva biyodo, en liela biyodo, chatzeru minolim, because himotze timotze. But it could be that himotze timotze as a ribui on yodo, right, en liela yodo, is chatzero minolan, it might be that we could add the following word to the Gemara. Chatzero minolan shehu kiyado. That's what we're trying to derive from himotze timotze. That I can make a kinyan yad on an object, not only through my yad, but through my chatzer, which is considered like my yad. The chatzer is an extension of my yad. The other way of understanding it is, no. There's a separate new category called chatzer. There's yad and there's chatzer. And never the twain shall meet. The reason why yad is kohen is because I have the object in my hand. I have total control over the object. The reason why my chatzer is kohen is because the Torah is mechadish that a chatzer is also a mode or a method by which I can make a kinyan on something. It's a brand new kinyan called a kinyan chatzer. It would seem to me that the Sefer HaMakna understood that chatzer is an extension of yad. And therefore the similarities between chatzer and yad have to be striking. They have to be almost absolute. It's got to be in his yad. What does it mean it's in his yad? It's in his chatzer. He's locking it up. He has the key. No one else has access to it. For all intents and purposes, it's in his yad. You could almost ask the question, Kaviyachol, why did the Torah have to give us a separate ribui for chatzer? If chatzer is like ironclad, no one can get access to it, it's really his yad. Was it Xeris HaKosef of yad? Was it din of tefillin? You know, tefillin has to be al yodov. For you, Tosfos, I mean, what does it say? Kshar to bilsa yodechab, so a separate halach of yad? I mean, we're talking about kinyonim. There's no separate din of yad. Well, for example, if I'm wearing a glove, are you going to tell me I can't be kohen or something because it's a chatzitza? There's no separate din of basa yado, basa meaning with a sin. I mean, I don't even know why I need a chiddush here, according to the Makna of Ainli El Yado Chatzeru Minayin Shuki Yado. But it mamish is ki yado, and that's the mitzvah because no one could have access to this object. So apparently, even according to the Sefer HaMakdim, there's still a chiddush in chatzer, because not that I would have that yodo means his physical, you know, the nerve cells that are in his yad have to touch the object, but I would still have a hava meaning that right now in the temporary position that it is, you know, the chatzer is like a yad, but you know, 5 minutes later you can change that. You know, it's not an absolute permanent situation. You know, the key is in my hands now, but tomorrow maybe I can't find the key, or I gave you the key. So a temporary yad is also called a yad. That's the Sefer HaMakna. The Nesivas maybe understands it's a separate new kinyan. And therefore, if it's a separate new kinyan, it doesn't have to be ki yado. It has to be similar to yado in the sense that it's mishtamer, because if it's not mishtamer, how could he make a kinyan through his chatzah? The chatzah is operating on his behalf. It's got to do so because there's some connection between the baal of a chatzah and the object in the chatzah. It's not just bailus, it's not just the fact that he owns the chatzah. The fact that he owns the chatzah is not going to itself generate kinyanim. In some sense, the chatzah has to be connected to the baal and operate as a maisa kinyan on his behalf, but that's a brand new kinyan and has its own rules and regulations. It doesn't have to be ironclad like yad. It doesn't have to be an absolute domination over the object to the exclusion of everyone else. But here, take a look at the next piece. The Gemara says, "Aval chotzer sheinu mishtameres I omed b'tzad sodeu in v'ilo lo." And what does it mean, omed b'tzad sodeu? So it's really interesting because Rashi says divra maskel I that al yidei amidoso b'sodeu naseis hachotzer mishtameres. Notice that Rashi wants to set up the chotzer as such, if you follow what I mean. It's not pshat that the baal who owns the sodeh, he's doing a shmira through his chotzer because he's standing next to his chotzer. Nein, Rashi says that by standing next to his chotzer, he's changing the status of the chotzer itself. Do you see where Rashi says he? Hey yud aleph. Because chotzer is in feminine. He mishtameres al yado. So it's really fascinating because according to Rashi, the whole thrust of chotzer is to set up the chotzer as a chotzer. This condition of chotzer mishtameres is a description of the chotzer. It's not the pshat that through the chotzer, he himself, the owner of the chotzer, is making a kinyan. In that sense, again, this is very tentative, as we say in Hebrew, be'eravon mugbal. But I would associate Rashi with the Nesivus, not with the Sefer Makna, because according to the Sefer Makna, basically the kinyan here is the kinyan yad. That's how we interpreted the Sefer Makta. What makes the chotzer into his yad? The fact that just like in his yad he has control over the object, so too through his chotzer he has control over the object. And now he's actually considered through his chotzer to make a kinyan yad. That's the Sefer Makta. Whereas the Nesivus sets up the chotzer as a brand new kinyan. So now we should add all sorts of descriptions and conditions to when the chotzer is called a chotzer, you know, the chal shem chotzer, as far as making the chotzer into a kinyan. The kinyan now of the chotzer relates back to the bala chotzer through bailus over the chotzer, but the chotzer itself has to have a certain status of a chotzer. And the Gemara is establishing that to create a status in the chotzer, you need a chotzer mishtameres. Now, let's mention the Rosh and see if we can compare the Rosh to Rashi. Rashi says that Omei B'tzad Sadeh makes the Chatzah into a Chatzah Mishtameres. The Rosh says, just let me take a drink, I'm sorry, I have to drink this. The Rosh says the following, Chatzah She'eina Mishtameres, Kevan She'eina Yechol Elios Kishlucho Shel Adam, Sharein Adam Rotze Sheyu Chafotzov Biyad Shaliach Sheino Mishtamer Lachain Kona Achotzer Midin Yad Utsricha Lios Kemo Yad Shal Adam Shehi Smuchalo. Now watch what's going on in the Rosh. The Rosh is putting all the emphasis on the Chotzer as a Shliach, so to speak, as an extension. This reminds us a little bit of Reish Lakish, if you remember, as an extension of the Baal, so to speak. The Baal is now making a kinyan through the chotzer. If it's Eino Mishtameres, then how is the chotzer a shaliach? When I send a shliach, I expect the shliach to operate on my behalf. Well, how can the chotzer operate on my behalf to the exclusion of other people if it's ain't a mishtameres? Ein adam rotze shiyu chafotzov. A person doesn't want his chafotzin to be open, to be exposed, to be accessible to anyone who passes by. A person would not send something beyond a shliach if he thought that anyone could just take it out of the hands of the shliach. The shliach has to operate on his behalf. So when, says the Rosh, can the chotzer operate on behalf of the mishaleach? That's only when the circumstances are such that he, the mishaleach, he, the bala chotzer, would be happy to use the chotzer as his representative, as his emissary, because he's working on behalf of the bala chotzer. Now the chotzer is not an intelligent being, but the chotzer is operating on behalf of the mishaleach in the sense that just like when a person sends an emissary, an agent, to represent him, he wants the agent to hold on to whatever has to be held on his behalf. So we need now an omi b'tzad sadeu. When it's omi b'tzad sadeu, now he can extend his arm, so to speak, and he can make a kinyan through the chatzah mishtameres. So again, the difference between Rashi and the Rosh is that where Rashi says that chatzah mishtameres sets up the chatzah, and we fulfill certain dinim that are required in order to set the chatzer up as a chatzer that could work as a kinyan to be kona. So it's all he. The emphasis in the Rashi is on the word he. The Rosh is talking about the mishaleach, the owner of the chatzer, and he's asking the following question: who or what would satisfy the expectations and the desires of the owner of the chatzer, or the mishaleach of a shliach, in order to set up something to operate, or someone to operate on his behalf. So basically, shlucho shel adam kimoso, the chatzer is an extension of the yad of the bala chatzer. In other words, it's not a separate kinyan, but really the shmira of the bala chotzer over that which is in the chotzer, because he's omei b'tzad sodeyu. That's enough to accomplish that now the bala sod is happy with the function of the chotzer. He's relying on the chotzer just like he would rely on a shliach. The shliach has to be a tough guy, if you know what I mean. He's got to hold on to the object in a way that he protects it and no one could steal it from him. And in that be the case, then I think according to the Rosh, what we have in Chatzir is the Yado Shel Bala Bais. And now we're asking whether does the Bala Bais rely on this Yad? If it was in his Yad, he would certainly be comfortable and relying. But if it's in the Chatzir's Yad, would he rely on it? And the answer is, if he's close to the Chatzir, he's going to rely on the Chatzir. He's going to use the Chatzir as his shomer, so to speak, to be shomer over the object. And that, I think, reflects more with the concept of the Sefer HaMakneh, where the Sefer HaMakneh wants to calm down the Bala Chotzer, and he wants to convince him that he has nothing to worry about, because there's a Goder, and it's locked, no one can get access to it, and he's holding on to the key. Now, the Bala Chotzer can see the chotzer as his shliach, so to speak. Just like a shliach protects the object on behalf of the mishaleach, so too this chotzer is going to protect it as if it was in his own yad, and therefore the chotzer is an extension of his yad. Okay. So all this leads us to Minat Temra. Just want to see how we're doing good. So, Rabosai, what's the deal in a chatzah sheinim shtameres v'ein habal omed al yad sadeu? Is it kone? Not kone. Right? That's where we're holding now in the sugya. Now, again, let's go back to our Mishnah. Shmuel says that our Mishnah is talking about a chatzah sheinim shtameres. What led Shmuel to that conclusion? So some of the Achronim want to say, he's quoted here in the Toras Chaim, that Shmuel thought that a Stam Chotzer is Eino Mishtameres. We quoted Rashi and Kedushin that held that Stam Chotzer is Mishtameres. I would suggest the following, that according to Rashi, if Stam Chotzer is Mishtameres, and we have now a little bit of a headache here, why Shmuel insisted that Abmishnah is talking about a Chotzer Sheina Mishtameres, perhaps the answer to that is that Shmuel took the Mishnah literally. When the Mishnah says V'omar Zochso Lisodai, that, according to Shmuel, is a precondition in Zochsalo. In other words, the Kenyan is based on the fact that he, the Baal HaChotzer, made this declaration. And that, if you remember, would support the opinion of the Rambam and the Ran, that say, they both say that it's absolutely critical, not only that he's Omeid Besad Sadeh to make it into a Chotzer Mishtameres, but he has to also declare Zochsali Sadai. So Shmuel understood that in a case of a Chotzer Sheni Mishtameres, I'm sorry, starting here. In a case of a Chotzer Mishtameres, we have a principle of Chotzer Shalodim, Kodolo Shalom Midaito. Why then does the Mishnah require this commitment, this condition, that he's Omer? He declares Zochsali Sadai. Says Shmuel, Vaistois, it must be that our Mishnah is talking about a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres, and a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres is not Kodolo Shalom Midaito. And here the Mishnah wants to set up those conditions which will, if fulfilled, will make this chatzah to chatzah mishtameres. And that's A, omei b'tzad sodeyu, and B, zochsali sodai. Now, let's just figure this out. If we're going to assume that according to Rashi, oh, this is very good, this is really good, I think. If we're going to assume according to Rashi, who says in Masechta Kiddushin that Stam Chotzer is a Chotzer Mishtameres, and what forced Shmuel to interpret our Mishnah as a Chotzer She'eina Mishtameres, meaning it's the exception to the rule, is the fact that the Mishnah requires Zochsali Sodai, and that Amir is critical, then Rashi Lishitoso is going to set up a Chotzer as a Yad. Correct? Because Rashi says that the Shmira has to be inherent in the Chotzer. What he's doing by standing next to the Chotzer is he's converting, he's transforming the Chotzer into Chotzer Mishtameres. Now the Chotzer does the Shmira. Al Yado, but it's only Al Yado. The Chotzer itself is a Chotzer Mishtameres. And that's because the Chotzer is a new Yad. It's a replacement of his Yad. And here we introduce the Sefer HaMachna, that the Yad has to be hermetically sealed. Nobody can get access to that Yad. Right? He has a Tfisa. There's a fence around the Chotzer, and it's locked. All this sets up, these are conditions to set up the Chotzer as a Chotzer Mishtameres. If that be the case, then Rashi would agree to the Ran. Let's go over the Ran. The Ran says that it's not enough that he's omeid b'tzad sadeyu. We have a second condition. He has to omer zochsali. And why is that? Because, says the Ran, those objects that are in the chotzer can actually move. That's not a simple pshat. Now, Mishnah, I admit, the Ran is saying gevaldig chiddush, that this tzvi, or these gozlos, can somehow limp out of the chotzer, or somebody else might come in and grab it from the chotzer. So we need to take, we need to take the chotzer and upgrade it to a new level, and that's only going to be if there is a conscious, deliberate decision on the part of the Baal HaChotzer that he wants to make sure that no one else takes these objects, that he's going to be the one to acquire ownership on the object. The Ran imposes a second condition on our Mishnah. It's not enough that he is omeid b'tzad sadeyu, but in addition he has to say zochsali sadeh. The fact that he's omeid b'tzad sadeyu may or may not guarantee access to the object. But once he says zochsali sadeh, what he means to say is that I'm going to make sure that no one else takes possession of the object. So to read the Ran's Lashon, the Ran says, omeid b'tzad sadeyu, Eino mishtameres al yodo elim kein omer zochsali. She'eino misorer lizkos bahem. If he didn't say zochsali, meaning he has the deliberate intention to acquire it, yecholim heim livroach. Somehow, over the course of time, vadayin einom shmurim. They're not considered in a yad. The yad is not able to clinch its fist around the object. There are others who might interfere. Uksha Omer Zachsali Nases Shmurim.
Well, what does that mean? It's something you can get up and walk away. You can get up and walk away regardless of what they say. They're not listening.
No, he's talking about a time factor. It means the following. Let's say if you have a Tzvi Ratz Kedarko, it's going to take seconds until the deer runs out. But if you have a Tzvi Shavur, it's going to take 10 minutes. So he says, what's going to happen during that 10-minute time lapse? Says the Ran, all sorts of things would happen. Meaning, if he is not interested in grabbing onto the Tzvi may, during that 10 minutes, have enough energy to propel itself, drag itself out of the Chatzer. Or, alternatively, someone will jump into the Chatzer and you have that time leeway. So the answer to the time leeway, according to the Ran, is that the Baal makes a conscious, deliberate decision that he wants to possess the object. And he wants to make sure that no one else will get the object, or the object won't fly away or drag itself away with its broken leg. So I'm just suggesting that it could be, I don't know, that Rashi would also subscribe to the position of the Ran, because again, Rashi wants to set up a yad, not like the Nesivus and the Rush before the Nesivus, because the Rush wants to set up a shlichus kind of operation, and according to the Nesivus, all we have to do is sort of calm down the Baal HaSod. We don't have to make the Chatzar into a Chatzar Mishtameres, as far as the independent Chatzar is concerned, that it's hermetically sealed, that the Nesivus waives that requirement. So it could be that Rashi is on board with the Sefer HaMakta, meaning we have to set up this Chatzar. And if there's a possibility that the 10-minute lapse between the time that he decides that he wants to be coded and the moment in which somebody else wants to grab it, that the chatzer is incapable, it's like a hinkadinka chatzer, meaning it's ein mishtameres, and it can't grab onto the... So the chatzer needs what I call, how do you say in English, siyua? It needs support. Excellent. Assistance. Excellent. Assistance. It needs a cavalry. You know, it's in and of itself, it doesn't have the military power and prowess to reject any future gazlonim or the flying of the animal out, the dragging of itself out. What is the assistance? The assistance is Zachsali Sadai, which according to the Ran means that Nisorer, he himself is Nisorer Balabayas to acquire the object, and to make sure that no one gets hold of the object.
Is he saying that by virtue of that he's saying Zussel so that he's now just himself going to go into the Sodeh and trap the deer or something?
Either that or maybe he means...
He's physical, that he hasn't prevented anything
right.
from walking
Maybe over. he means to send out a warning to people. In other words, he gets on the foghorn and he says, Zussel Sodeh, I mean, don't you even dare grab this object. Again, I don't know how that's going to help the Tzvi, because the Tzvi is dragging its foot. But what I'm suggesting is that perhaps we can have a Lishitaso here, and we could have three different halachas that are interdependent. First of all, is it enough that he's Omid Bitsad Sadeh, or does he need Zachsali Sadeh? Secondly, does he have to set up a Chatzah which is permanently, hermetically sealed? And thirdly, the question of whether or not, what was the third question? I forgot. Sorry. What was the question? All right, we'll just stick to those two. Whether the third question is more conceptual, whether or not the Rush is correct, that all we have to do is convince the Baal HaBayis that he doesn't have to worry, he'll get the object. Or do we say no? As Rashi says, he has to convert the Chatzah itself into a Chatzah Mishtameres.
But we have two things going on here. When the Machna said that you have to have a lock on it and the keys are in the hands of the Baal HaBayis, that has nothing to do with keeping the animal inside. It has to do with keeping the people outside, because the animal doesn't know how to open the fence either, with a lock or without a lock.
Right.
So,
but I'm just suggesting that if you combine that hamakna, together with the Rashi, that Rashi says that the omei b'tzad sadeh somehow has to impact on the object itself, or to be more precise, on the chotz's ability to grab the object, which we wanted to claim is midin yad, then it makes sense that you want to guarantee that the chotz has the highest level of shmira. And the Ran adds that zochel yisodeh is going to upgrade the level of shmira. And that it could be that's all one package deal to set up the chutz as a yad. In fact, the Gemara, we not tamra the chutz as shenim shtamer si omi v'tzad sadeh in v'lo, disanya, we have a brisa. Now here we have to learn matnas aniyim, hoya omed ba'ir. So the balas sod is in the city. The Omer, and he declares from a distance, Yodea ni sha'omer sheyeshli basodeh polim shchachu. So in the din of shichacha, the Baal HaBayis has to be aware of shichacha. In other words, that these shibolim were left behind. So he's at a distance, and he says, I know that the polim forgot it. So at this point, we have all the conditions necessary for shichacha. Says the Mishnah, I'm sorry, it's a brisa. Lo yehe shichacha. Why? Because the Baal HaBayis, when he says, Yodea hi ani sha'omer sheyeshi besodeh, polim shchachu, he's saying, I don't want to rely on the shichacha, the polim, and allow the aniim to come in and take it. I want to be zochid for myself. And l'chora, it's in his sodeh. He says, Yodea ani. So again, we would have to ask the following question. What shichacha could generate the shame shichacha and make it into matnas aniyim? Is it the shichacha the polim? Or maybe that's not enough. You have to have shichacha the polim together with the agreement, so to speak, the consent of the Baal HaSodeh. Is yachal, I might think, lo yehe shichacha. Logically, I would say that the shichacha is batal mevutal. And why is that? Because the Baal HaBayis says, I don't want this to be shichacha. And now the Baal HaBayis could be kona with what? With his chotzer. Talmud Lomar, I'll read the whole pasuk. It says, Ki siktzar k'tzircha besodeh, v'shachachta omer basodeh, lo toshev l'kachta l'ager l'yasov l'amon yiyeh. Chazal say that what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, basodeh v'shachachta? That's gafka mi besodeh v'lo be'ir. So the Gemara is assuming now that in Hilchas Shichacha, the Baal HaBayis has the right to object and to reject the Shichacha the polim. That's his rights in Hilchas Shichacha, and that has to come under advisement. The Gemara is going to try to say later on, no, in Hilchas Shichacha we don't need the Baal HaBayis. But right now we think that the Shichacha the polim in and of itself, independent of the Baal HaBayis, is not enough to generate Shichacha, and therefore the Baal HaBayis has rights to be zocher in this shichacha. And yet the pasuk tells me that basodeh v'shachachta v'lo be'ir, that because the Baal HaBayis is at a distance, he doesn't have the ability to effectuate a kinyan chatzer. Says the Gemara, this is the proof to Shmuel that there's no such thing as a kinyan chotzer without a chotzer mishtameres. The difference between the Baal HaBayis who's omei b'tzad sadeu and the Baal HaBayis who's in the city is a fundamental difference in terms of the efficacy or lack thereof of chotzer. Can chotzer be effectively a kinyan or not? And the answer is we need mishtameres. And how do we set up mishtameres? It's omei b'tzad sadeu. In the case of the b'risa of shichacha, the Baal HaBayis doesn't have a right to remotely be kona with his chotzer, because it's a chotzer sheinu mishtameres. And in a chotzer sheinu mishtameres, you need omei b'tzad sadeu. Now it could be that the Gemara is saying that because the aniyim have access to the field, that itself makes it into a chotzer sheinu mishtameres. Meaning no one's locking the door here. Now there will be a lav d'oraisa to lock the door. We have to allow the aniyim into the field. They see shichacha, and now they want to make a kinyan on the shichacha. Why? Because right now the shichacha has the status of matnas aniyim. So we have now, therefore, a chotzer sheinu mishtameres, and that's going to make it impossible for the Baal HaBayis to negate the shichacha, the polim, and make a kinyan chotzer from a distance, because in order to create a chotzer mishtameres, we need omei b'tzad sadeu. It's not enough that the Baal HaBayis wants to, his chutz to be coded, there's certain conditions that are absolutely necessary, have to be met, and one of them is Omei Vitzad Sadeh. And that's the condition that applies to a chotzer she'eino mishtameres. Hagufa kasha. The Gemara says that there's a contradiction in the brayse itself. Why? Because in the case where he's omed, if he's omed be'ir, if the Baal HaBayis is at a distance and he makes this declaration that he wants to be konen, it shouldn't be shichacha, yachal lo ye shichacha. And the Gemara says, the brayse says that there's a hava meaning that there shouldn't be shichacha. Alma, it means that the Baal HaBayis could actually come back to his house and to his soda, and the shichacha is not shichacha. Alma, what does it mean? Havi shichacha, in other words, if not for the pasuk that says that it's besoda v'shachavta v'lo be'ir, it would be shichacha. In other words, when the Gemara says yachal lo yei shichacha, you might think that in hilchas shichacha it's not shichacha, yeah. And that's not true. But it is shichacha. I need a miut in the pasuk of shichacha to establish that it's not shichacha.
Because the Rata Katuv that it besadeh.
Correct. That if he's far away from the field, then the polim themselves are, so to speak, authorized to create shichacha. But that's halacha in hilchas shichacha. And the Gemara then is going to differentiate between shicha mikara and shicha mikana labal basov. All that is already in the details of shichacha. So in other words, this pasuk is not a pasuk in hilchas chatzer. The chisaron of baila be'ir is not mitzad that it's not a chatzer mishtameres and the chatzer can't be kona. But the issue is whether or not the polim can generate shichacha. Is alma, the Gemara says, havi shichacha, that the polim shichacha is enough to generate shichacha. And if the Baal HaBayis wants to negate that shichacha, he cannot do so. So there's sort of like an implicit agreement or a designation, a delegation of authority to the polim on behalf of the Baal HaBayis that their shichacha is valid, but that's only in a case where he's ba'ir. If he's besodeh, then he has a right to say, I don't want the polim to represent me, so to speak, be authorized to create shichacha. Okay, so tomorrow, B'li Neder, we'll get into the laws of shichacha, and we have to learn matnas aniyah between today and tomorrow. That's not going to be easy.